Mail.
Oh, MG, we creep closer to November 1 when this man will be run off his feet. We might have to make it a Reedy special rush hour on November 1.
Oh, I think it's all about this man because he has got his finger firmly on the pulse of rugby league and he's always breaking stories. He's on his way to lunch now with the NRL 360 crew where they'll argue over the garlic bread and they'll argue over this and they'll say, pass the calamari.
He is the glue that holds the Triple M NRL family together, Brent Reed from News Corp. Reedy, where are we starting today? What are we looking at off the top?
Well, we might as well start with the Dolphins because they unveiled their coach today. The great seven-time premiership winner, Wayne Bennett. Now, all the focus now will be on who they're going to sign. Those meetings will be frantic. They'll step up in the next couple of weeks, I'd imagine, particularly when November 1 comes around. But I can tell you, you can put a line through Harry Grant for the Dolphins. Now, Harry had a mutual option in his contract. That means that he could have taken it up or the club could take it up for the 2023 season. It's not due for months yet, but the Melbourne have informed Harry's camp that they will take up that option. So what that means is he will be a Storm player in 2023. So you can put a line through Harry being the first signing for the Dolphins. That won't be happening. And it's an interesting one because obviously the Storm have got Brandon Smith as well. They've at least now guaranteed that they've got their hooking spot covered with Harry Grant. If Brandon Smith decides to go at the end of next season, because he's about to enter the last year of his deal and he will be inundated with offers, then they've got Harry Grant there anyway. So that's big news, I think, for the Dolphins, because there were suggestions he was a priority signing for them, but that will not be happening now.
That's massive news. I thought he'd be the front charger in Wayne Bennett's list, and even though Wayne has come out and said that, you know, no player is excluded from who I want to sign, I thought Harry Grant could have been the main one. But that's great news for the Storm, Reedy. Mm. That's fantastic news for Melbourne.
Yeah.
Well, what's interesting about his deal is he had an option his way, which is a certain figure. I believe it was midway through next year. Then a month later or so, the Storm could take up the option at a higher figure. Well, wow. I mean, that figure is still below what Harry's probably going to be worth on the open market. So even though they've taken it up at the higher figure, they've still got themselves a bargain, the Storm.
All right. Well, what about looking into Sydney at the moment? The West Tigers, it's a team that we now know Madge will be in charge of. Luke Brooks will be staying there. But Tim Sheens has arrived. He's in the chair and he's making some decisions.
Well, the coaching positions are the one. Obviously, the Josh Hodgson affair is going on in the background, but the coaching positions have been a subject of much attention in recent weeks. I mean, Shane Flanagan was obviously in the mix there. Flanagan and Shane obviously pulled the pin, pulled himself out of contention. The word was he wasn't going to get the job, one of the jobs anyway, one of the assistant coaches' jobs. I'm not sure why that is. I would have thought Flanagan would have been perfect for the place, but as I understand it, he wasn't going to be one of the assistant coaches even before he'd pulled his hat out of the ring. It looks like it'll be Nathan Kalis and Ben Gardner. Madge knows them both pretty well. He knows Ben, I think, from South, and obviously Kalis through the Kiwis. So he's gone with two blokes he knows. And, you know, he'll live and die by that decision because, as we know, if Madge doesn't have a good year next year, then it's all over Red Rover for him. So, I'm surprised Flano wasn't one of the guys that they were going to go with, but that's the way he's decided to go. And as I said, he'll live and die by the results.
Yeah, I'm not one bit surprised. I think Shane Flanagan's way too much of a threat to the head coaching role at Tigerland. I wouldn't have him. If I'm a coach, I don't want him anywhere near my assistant's role. He's too good for that role, and I think that he's a major first grade coach in waiting. He's won a competition. You watch him on Fox Sports. He's a fantastic analysis, and he's got a great analysis of the game. So he won't be lost to the game. He'll be up there soon as a first grade coach. I'm sure of that.
That'd be like, Reedy, you letting Chamis in to co-write stories with you, mate. You don't let the fox into the hen house.
And mate, you know, Chamis would just be wide-handing your left, right.
Oh yeah, termite big time.
You know what he's like. Actually, you know what? Just before I spoke to you blokes, I spoke to him. He was tuning in for information about how he could get a gig next year. So I think Charlie, the producer, is going to be getting a few phone calls.
That's good.
Mick from Glenmore Park wants a job.
They know where to be, MG. That's all that matters. And Josh Hodgson, Reedy, the reports were that he was all set to get a deal done with the West Tigers, but young Tom Starling, the player that the Raiders have put their faith in as the hooker for now and moving forward, he's run into some legal trouble up on the Central Coast that puts Hodgson's deal at risk.
Again, Tom Starling. Wow.
Yeah, well, I was going to say, MG, he's got one outstanding charge from an incident at the end of last year. Now he's on the Central Coast again at the weekend. I think, as I understand it, he bumped into the bouncer, one of the bouncers who was involved in the previous charge. Some words were exchanged and the police have become involved. So, you know, he's facing a couple of charges now. Tom Starling, which I guess casts a bit of a shadow over him moving forward, particularly, you know, if the NRL decides to sanction him, he may miss the start of the next season. So, obviously, that could have ramifications for Josh Hodgson. I don't think it will. I just think that deal has gone too far down the path for you to wind it back now. And they've given Josh Hodgson genuine hope that he would be able to go to the Tigers, get an extra year out of it, extend his career. And he's such an influential guy at that footy club that, you know, if he's unhappy, it just won't work. So I just, even though the Starling thing's happened and it may impact on it, my gut feel is it won't, because I just think it's gone too far.
Yeah, look, it's disappointing for the Tom Starling thing again. It's a small town, Terrigal. Good and bad news travels fast. And after the last episode he had, you'd think that he'd be wary about treading down the same line, especially when alcohol's involved, obviously. And if Starling is, it's not a stand down rule. You won't be stood down for anything. But what is their backup role at Canberra? Who is their backup hooker if Starling is ruled out or stood down for a period of time?
Well, that's the issue, MG, because Sevilla Havili's now South Sydney. I think they announced that today.
Yes.
They don't have depth there. So I would imagine they will have to go on the market and sign an experienced hooker. Maybe not spend. They'll obviously save a lot of money if Josh Hodgson goes. We're talking, you know, even if they have to chip in, they'll still save around the $500,000 mark. So that gives them some money to go out and potentially sign a backup hooker, maybe a cheaper guy in the $100,000 mark, and still gives you plenty of money to spend. So I'd imagine they're going to have to go into market and find a hooker from somewhere. And, you know, it's a tough position. Maybe they even look at a guy like Jacob Little. If Hodgson goes to the Tigers, maybe they look at a guy like Jacob Little and bring him into the system and for a couple of years, and maybe then Hodgson Little goes back to the Tigers when Hodgson retires. I don't know, but they're going to have to look at some alternatives.
I like that. I like Little as a player.
I like that one, yeah.
Yeah, I do. And so just while we're on there, is Coruscant, is he still linked to the Tigers?
I don't think that's going to happen, Angie. I think that, as I said, they've gone a long way with Hodgson. So I don't think the Coruscant thing's going to happen. I think his manager's having a look around for him, but I imagine it's just to put a bit more pressure on Penrith to maybe up the ante to sign him. Okay. So.
Could you throw Jamal Fogarty in there at a pinch, you know, to start the season if Starling's
I think so. Yeah, but that negates why you've bought him to make Jack Whiten's game easier. So
fair enough. All right, very nice work.
Is there anything? But just before you do, is there anything this bloke can't do? He's unbelievable, isn't he? He's the first man to do a report on a treadmill while he's running eating a hamburger.
Well,
it's unbelievable how good you are.
Well, Reddy, as we let you go, we need some insight onto this lunch.
I've got a bad back too.
We need some insight onto this lunch before we let you go, Reddy. We just need a simple answer of who'll be the first one home from the NRL 360 lunch and who'll be the last man standing or last woman standing.
Well, I'll be the first one home because, you know, it's not my nature to stay out.
Of course not.
Burn the candle at both ends. And I imagine
drive in?
I didn't drive in, no. Last man standing, well, he'd be a friend of the show, the great Hoops, wouldn't it, surely?
Oh, yeah, yeah. Jackie Hoop.
Might have a curfew.
He might have a curfew.
All right, very nice work as always, Reedy. A pleasure, and we will speak to you again next week.
See you guys. Good stuff.
Have a good day, Reedy.